from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hey, I've just moved into a new place.
You have.
And 3 days before we moved, we didn't get much time as to when the date was going to be moving in. That was a long story. So we found out about a week beforehand about our moving date.
Mm-hmm.
So I booked NBN.
Yeah.
It's going to take another 2 weeks for them to install NBN. So it's almost a 3 week wait since I booked it.
That's ridiculous. So it's the actual NBN people, or is like your internet provider's fault?
Oh God, that's such a blurry line, isn't it? I think it's NBN because it's the first time ever connected. It's a new place,
mm-hmm.
so they have to come out and connect it properly.
Right.
Let's just start connecting every new place when it's built.
Yeah.
Everyone's don't charge
want
me.
Internet.
The $300 setup fee is a ludicrous thing.
Wait, what?
It's $300 of a setup fee for NBN.
No, you shouldn't have to pay that.
No, the owner of the place is paying that. Me as the renter is not paying it, but it's still a ludicrous fee.
I've got a spare modem at my house. Do you want that? Would that
no?
You probably have to pay the bill.
They send out free modems and then charge you for a connection fee. Weird, isn't it? But I just thought a 3 week wait for NBN, crazy.
Yeah.
Put another person on.
Well, you only live across the road from work. Can you get the Wi-Fi from work at yours?
Great idea.
Worth a try.
Tim, the tech guy here, though, he's not going to be happy with me leeching internet.
Nah, he'll be fine. Just get a booster.
PlayStation for 7 hours on Saturday. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Hey, today's
dubious
podcast.
Dubious websites all night, Taz.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yucky.
It's a podcast. We can say whatever we want.
You went hard. Dubious websites. So scandalous.
My hands are tied. You got me.
That wouldn't have been fit for radio.
No. Oh, scandalous.
All right, Sunny Coast. Enjoy. I mean, not Sunny Coast. You're not Sunny Coast. You can be from wherever you want to be.
Earth.
Earth, people. These stories about what fell off the truck are some good gear in here. So
some of our best.
For those. And just other fun and frivolity.
That was it. Not frivolity. Mostly just fun.
Yeah, true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were not frivolous in the
slightest. One or the other, really.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We're talking what fell off the truck. 545-11919. We want to know your stories. Caller of the week is going to go home with a bottle of gin or vodka from Sunshine and Sons. After in California, the highway patrol was busy overnight, Ellie.
Mm.
You and I were asleep, but they were busy cleaning up box after box after box of toilet paper. They all fell off the back of a truck and the boxes have opened up and just rolls of the stuff have rolled across the highway.
Where was that in 2020, am I right?
That's what the comments were saying. This would have caused a stampede if it was a couple of years ago. So we're asking what fell off the truck this afternoon. Maybe you were driving behind the truck and you had to avoid
stuff.
I'd like to think, it's not happened to me, but I'd like to think I could handle it in that sort of situation.
You reckon?
Bouncing toilet paper driving. Or whatever, I'd be like, no worries, got this.
It'd feel like an episode of a game of Mario Kart, you know, just dodging shells. There's another roll.
Another banana peel.
It happened at a previous radio station that I worked at.
Yeah.
A listener had won a fridge as like a nominate someone in need who needs something new. And
cool.
So they had won this fridge.
Mm.
And so the radio station was tasked with delivering them this fridge. And one of the guys in the office was like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty good at, you know, tying things down.
Yeah.
So he ties it on top of the truck. They go out on this country road and the fridge falls off the back of the truck, breaks everywhere. This poor listener in need did not get the fridge.
No.
Eventually the store that was supplying it replaced it. But
at cost to the station,
I hope. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. I just remember when the call came through, like, we've lost the fridge off the back of the truck.
Now, that is a slight on his man card.
Yeah.
For tying it down.
He looked very silly.
Because he would have done it. He would have done the tie down and gone,
mm-hmm.
Yep, she'll be right,
she'll be
mate.
Right.
Yep.
She was not right.
She wasn't.
Know what fell off the back of your truck.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like somewhere in the world every 2 years a truck with toilet paper will crash because overnight in California toilet paper was strewn across the highway. 2 years prior, it was in London. 2 years prior than that, back in the US. So every 2 years or so, expect to see some toilet paper flying around. What a weird stat. Weird stat, right?
Yeah, I kind of love it though. Jackie's in Woodford. Jackie, have you had something fall off your car or truck?
Not off the back of my truck, but I was living in Willumbar in New South Wales when the truck came round the corner and lost it and all the beer ended up in the river.
Hey! I love that.
Everyone went swimming that day. We had rubber rafts, boogie boards, life-saving rafts, the whole lot. We collected the beer out of the river.
Was the beer still intact? Was it bottles or cans?
Yeah.
Or kegs?
No, it was in bottles, but they'd come around the corner and they'd gone into the river and it had just gone straight down.
Did you manage to get some, Jackie? How much did you get?
Definitely. I got about 2 cartons.
Wait, what type of beer was it? What flavour are we talking? What brand?
We just called it Mullumbah River Beer after that.
It was a unique one-off blend that was.
Oh, yeah.
How many plies the max?
3?
I'm going to Google.
I feel like you can't get 4-ply, can you? Or can you get 5-ply?
4-ply? The king is not using anything less than 4-ply.
You reckon?
Come on.
We have quite strict rules in my house that it has to be 3-ply or above.
This building, one ply.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Don't even bother trying to take it home. Like, it's not worth it.
Have you tried that? No. Time's a time. Well, I get it. All right, let's go to the phones.
Cosy lives.
We want to know what fell off the truck. Dan's in Beachmere. Dan, what fell off the back of your truck, bud?
Well, it wasn't off the back. It was out the side of the truck.
Okay. Still counts.
So I'm a removalist, and we were following removals up the highway, and we took the turn off with them, and they turned this corner, and someone forgot to shut the side door on their truck.
Isn't that a nightmare? Oh,
so you can imagine what come out the side door, eh?
Yeah, like what, beds and chests of drawers and stuff?
So a kitchen table, a chair, a TV wrapped in a pad, a couple of boxes.
Oh, damn.
So what happens in that situation? Who has to pay?
Well, the removals have to pay because they didn't shut the door and tie the load down.
Well, you were behind, Dan. Did you just sort of try and drive and pretend like you didn't see anything? Because that's a lot of work. If you pull over...
No, I laughed at them because I knew who they worked for. I'm like, what an idiot. You didn't tie your load in.
Rule number one, that's what they teach you in removalist school day one, I'm sure.
Well, you shut the door first.
Love it, Dan. Thank you so much for your call. That's funny.
Have a good one, guys.
All righty, let's go to Pete from Mooloola Valley. Pete, have you had something fall off a truck?
I've had multiple things fall off a truck. I'm a truck driver. So I've had sheds fall off the back of a truck. I've had timbers. I've had a person fall off the back of my truck. I've even had the back of my truck fall off the back of my truck.
Hey, hang on.
Can I ask a question? Are you very good at your job?
No, the longer I talk, the more I realise that I'm probably not very good at my job.
This is a really bad track record.
Maybe the list is shorter of what got to its destination with Pete.
Well, look, I've been driving for a long time, so it's probably actually quite a short list when you consider the amount of years I've been driving trucks for. Let's just keep it like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
And say
that's
I'm really good.
Okay. Do we dare ask about the person who fell off the back of your truck? Are they still with us?
I think it was the person's fault. It wasn't my fault.
No,
they were getting stuff off the back of my truck and I didn't know when I drove off and they fell off as well as the stuff they were getting off.
Easy mistake.
Oh, man, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, well, look, you know, lay the blame where it deserves to be laid. Oh. With the person on the back of the truck, not the truck driver.
If a snake slithers under your bonnet and you drive off and then the snake falls off, is that
your
fault or
is it
the snake's fault?
That's right.
Well, it depends if the snake lets you know if it's there or not.
Yeah, true. If it bites you on the leg, your fault.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Pete, you're a legend.
So good. World's best truck driver, Pete. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Hey, some news broke about an hour ago that two people had to be rescued at Aussie World earlier today.
Yeah.
Because they got stuck in a carriage on a ride about 4 metres above ground. Doesn't say how they got stuck or what kind of happened.
Yeah. Are they okay?
To ensure that to happen. Yep. Crews put up a ladder and got the people safely down. So all's well that ends well.
Yeah.
But scary stuff. That's always my scare going on rides. I'm like, what if I get stuck in the sky?
You can't let that stop you. It's like my partner. She doesn't go in the ocean because of sharks. And I go, come on. You're missing out on so much for the tiniest minute. I mean, just be safe and swim in the right areas and you're fine.
Do you find...
But she just assumes all ocean is like Finding Nemo, and it's just there's sharks everywhere.
Will she go in the water at all?
Not on in the ocean, no.
Really? Not even like up to her waist?
Oh, she'll go waist, but she wouldn't go past the waves.
Yeah, right.
But you're missing out.
Do you find the older you get, the more fearful you get of things like that? I do.
For me, I mean, you learn more, don't you?
You know more about what can go wrong.
Yeah, you do. I think you're just more cautious. You know, you start looking, you know, where when you're crossing the road, you start making sure you don't trip over the gutter. Whereas a kid, you just go. You just run.
Yeah, I find, like, I used to really want to go skydiving. I was like, yeah, sweet. My friends actually got it for me for my 20th birthday and they never actually gave me the voucher. Story for another time.
How did they?
Right, they gave it to me in a car. Another time. Like, yeah, here's your present. We're going to go skydiving. I was like, sweet. Just never heard anything else ever about it again.
Well, they're on the show right now. No.
But now the thought of, like, now that I'm a bit older, the thought of skydiving petrifies me.
Also, you can get hurt easier, though, as the older you get.
Oh, true. You like.
We sleep wrong. And you wake up and you go, oh, gee, where is a kid? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, true. Stay young, kids. Stay young and fear-free. It's much a better way to live.
And also congrats to the two people at Aussie World too.
Yeah, and congrats to Emergency Crews for getting them down. Well done.
Well done, guys.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
A couple of weeks ago we talked about a Facebook group called the Dull Men's Club.
Yeah, I want to be a part of it.
You can be.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, it's 50% guys, 50% girls.
Oh, great. Right, I'm going
to
join.
Totally. Dull Men's Club, though, it's all about celebrating just the dull things in life. Almost a million people in this club right now. But one of them that caught my eye, one of these posts yesterday was, what's the longest you've managed to go without speaking to anybody you work with?
Oh, well, for us, that's very difficult.
So Solomon has said, what's the longest you've managed to go without speaking to anyone you work with? I'm 8 working days in. Managed to avoid attending 2 different meetings in that time. And joined one deliberately late over Zoom. Waved, stayed on mute. And then left at the end. My previous record was 5 days, and I'm aiming for 10.
8 days, I would die. Could you imagine me not speaking to a person in this building? Like, all right, put our show aside.
I was going to say, you and I have to talk, but apart from that.
Could you imagine me coming to work?
Just waving.
And because you know me, I get in, I spend an hour saying hello to everyone, catching up on the last 24 hours.
You fill silences that do not need to be filled with inane chatter. Like, it's just crazy.
I know. My poor hairdresser, I'm seeing her tomorrow. 5 hours in that chair. Oh, that's 5 hours of Cheney chat.
Hashtag. So we're asking the question this afternoon. Have you not spoken to anyone today?
Yeah, we might not get anyone.
Can we get your first words of the day? Have you got up? Maybe you've worked at home. Maybe you work from home. Maybe you work for yourself. You've not actually spoken today. Did you do night shift last night? You've been sleeping all morning. You've woken up in the last couple of hours. Have you not spoken today? 545-11919.
I would love if we can get somebody. And remember, you could be rewarded with a bottle of gin or vodka from Sunshine and Sun. So that's our call of the week prize if we can break your drought of not speaking to anyone.
I'd love to hear from someone. So first words of the day, if you've not spoken to a single human, dogs don't count.
No, dogs don't count.
If you've spoken to your pets, that's fine. We'll still allow it.
I think we've made a mistake here, Taz. We've tried to target introverts to get them to call up a radio station.
Very hard to do. This is after a post on a Facebook group with almost a million members. It's called Dull Men's Club. Join it. It's if you love the dull side of life, you're going to love this. One of the posts came up a day ago. What's the longest you've managed to go without speaking to anybody you work with? Solomon was 8 working days in.
Yeah, so we said call us if you haven't spoken to anyone today and we'll, you know, break that drought for you. We'll be the first people you speak to. No one's called.
No.
I just want to ask you, Taz, if you, like, I remember when I was home alone when I had COVID and I was 7 days in the house by myself.
Yep. Yes.
I would find myself speaking out loud.
Yes.
Just to be able to speak. Do you do that?
Yeah, I do. And it would be if you had a time off or whatever, it would get to 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you'd have a thought to yourself. You go, oh, I haven't spoken yet. And you just go, hello.
Yes.
And your voice would just be like, okay, all right, I've got my voice. Okay, I've done that.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
And then you go on with the rest of your day. But it would be that first little, hang on, I haven't spoken. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I should speak.
Hello, or I'll just burst into song or something.
Or you'd sing along with the show or, you know, talk back at Carl Stefanovic or whatever, whoever was on the TV, just to get those first words of your day done.
I'm glad that I'm not alone.
But we did ask the question, have you not spoken to anybody today? And no calls.
That's fine.
That's good. It means that everybody's talking to everybody
else. You know what? Be social, guys.
I did get a message from my sister. She works from home. She works remotely. Mm-hmm. She says, damn, I would call because this is me most days. She will actually go entire days without speaking to anybody until her partner comes home late at night. However, she has talked to her manager, so it doesn't qualify.
Come on, Ray. Give us a call tonight.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
All week in the lead up to the Sunshine Coast and Noosa elections, we've been wanting to appoint unofficial mayors, not real mayors.
No, not official mayors, unofficial. No. There's no responsibility really that comes along with this title, but we want to chat to the locals that are super passionate about their suburb. They know everything, for example, about Budrum. They might live and breathe it. If anything happens in Budrum, they're across it.
Absolutely, which is why we've launched this search.
They're the top dogs of their suburbs. You just won't find them in the ballot box yet. It's Ellie and Taz's unofficial mayors.
Now, we've been searching high and low for these people, right, Tazzy, in many different formats. We've been talking about it on air. We've been fielding messages on the socials. And we've also been exploring local community boards.
Yeah, so I posted just over a day ago on Caloundra's community board. I said, hey, I'm Taz from CFM's Arvo show. Politics aside, because I didn't want people getting behind the actual mayor votes. I said, politics aside, if you had to nominate somebody to be the unofficial mayor of Caloundra, who would it be? Lot of comments. Still getting comments, actually. Every 20 minutes or so, someone will have their say on this. However, an overwhelming majority has said a guy called Doug, who works as under the alias of Bluey's Photography. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you? I am Taz.
Hi, Doug. How does it feel that so many people, so many of your Caloundra people have voted you in as unofficial mayor of Caloundra?
Yeah, pretty chuffed. I like getting out there and sharing what I see around the coast with all my local constituents. And it was great to see my name come up in your chat.
So tell us a bit about yourself, Doug. Why are people nominating you as unofficial mayor? What have you done to deserve all this praise?
Well, I've lived in Caloundra just on a bit over 40 years. Since 2017, I got into photography and I spread the love around the coast here and around Australia and take photos of anything that's happening and share it with all my followers on my Facebook page. And a lot of them sort of don't get out and about and they enjoy seeing the things that I put up and like some things that don't even come onto the news, I spread and then it is on the news. Right. So I enjoy sharing everything, you know.
It's exactly what we're looking for in an unofficial mayor, Ellie.
What's your favourite part of Caloundra, would you say, Doug?
Listen, Caloundra, you got to say the waterfront, Bullcock Beach, Happy Valley, Kings Beach. We're lucky in Caloundra. We've got the most beaches anywhere on the Sunshine Coast. We've got Golden Beach, we've got Bullcock Beach, we've got Happy Valley, we've got Kings Beach, Shelley, Moffat and Dickies. Like, where else can you find so many beaches? And you'll always find one that's protected from the elements, so it's a great spot to be. Plus, we've got the Glasshouse Mountains as a backdrop. Love it. Just a great area and friendly people and heaps of restaurants and cafes. Top spot to be.
I feel like we have picked correctly here, Taz.
Sunny Coast, could we get more of a super local? Doug, you are officially our unofficial mayor of Caloundra. Well done, Doug.
Woohoo.
If you see anything that we should know about too, Doug, you've got a direct line straight through to the studio, okay?
That sounds like a plan.
Good on you, Doug. Thank you.
I'll keep you on the speed dial.
Yeah, well, that would be great. That would be great. We'll put you on speed butt dial too.
Did you say speed butt dial? Did you?
I think I accidentally did.
Sorry, Doug. We're normally better than this.
My butt can dial quite speedily.
All right. We didn't need to know that.
Thanks, Doug. The unofficial mayor of Caloundra.
Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Who or what is Majimba George?
I think, Tazzy, that we need to launch an investigation into this because I have a theory that the people of Majimba, the entire suburb, have this secret that if you don't live in Majimba, you're not in on.
I agree. So I'm a member of the Majimba community page and we're looking for unofficial mayor. So I was thinking maybe I'll just jump on the community page, see who Majimba would think is their unofficial mayor. Someone super passionate, knows everything about Majimba. So I've put on there, hey Majimba, Taz from CFM. Politics aside, if you had to nominate somebody to be the unofficial mayor of Majimba, who would it be? You and I have both gone through all the comments. I've asked questions in the comments. No one's answering me, but everybody says George. Local icon, Majimba George.
And so there's a couple of comments on here that have responded to the Majimba George comments and written, who is Majimba George?
Yeah.
No one is giving a straight answer.
No.
So someone's written, definitely George. He's a local. He's been a local icon for 40 years.
Yeah.
Another person says, 40? Lol. Another person, she knows nothing about it.
Yeah, see, it's all a cover-up.
Yeah.
Majimba residents, 545-11919. Call us up. Help us out, Majimba. Tim has said, everybody knows George is the town mayor and local Santa.
Local Santa. And you asked, who's Majimba George? Someone said, he's Santa and the Easter Bunny. He's visible, not viable. What does that mean?
I don't know. Again, I don't know. I've asked questions. Nobody's answered me. Majimba community page. I don't know.
I'm flummoxed, Tassie.
Is it like a smell that rolls in every 6 months
from
the sea?
Well, that is what one of the comments says. I was about 18 when that stink wafted in, so about 26 at most for Majimba George.
Who knows?
Please.
Our hands are up.
Fill us in. We're not going to get any calls, Tassie, because apparently it's a secret.